It's festival season in India. In Kolkata, we started off with Durga Puja at the beginning of the month, the festival of the Mother Goddess. And we will end this week with Diwali. Even Barack Obama will issue a message like this one.
I want to wish a happy Diwali to all those who are celebrating the Festival of Lights here in the United States and around the world.
Diwali is the Festival of Lights, but this whole month has felt like a festival of food. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. When I was at the gym earlier this month, the trainer lamented, "What a profession I've chosen. I can't even eat properly, even during the holidays." Durga Puja and Diwali bookend our festival season in Kolkata. But there's an ancillary festival that's almost as important. It needs as much planning. It's almost as much anticipated, and we observe it with great ritual and ceremony. We jokingly call it Pet Puja, or stomach worship. And no Durga Puja is complete without some Pet Puja as well. Sometimes it seems as if Durga Puja is just a grand backdrop for some serious stomach puja. People often ask me, what was the most traditional thing that was cooked at your home for Durga Puja, the dish that invokes a rush of nostalgia? And I have to sheepishly admit, we have none. Durga Puja for us was license for eating out. The goddess gets her offering of chopped fruits, but all around her hangs a fog of all things divine and deep fried. Fried fish chops, which is what we call our crumb-fried bolster-shaped cutlets. Egg devils, not to be confused with deviled eggs. These are Scotch eggs gone Indian with a boiled egg on the inside and minced meat on the outside, all dunked in breadcrumbs and deep fried. No wonder my memories of Durga Puja in Kolkata are always deep fried. Fish orli, aka the fish batter fry, fillets of batter fried fish which turned napkins into a sodden, greasy mess. Then there was the deadly Kobiraji cutlet, or the coverage cutlet, where the cutlet was dipped in egg batter to form a cloud of wispy, greasy curls all over the meat. All that was oily was holy in this season, and the blessings of the Mother Goddess saw us through the excesses of Durga Puja. We suffered at the end from the orgy of eating out, but we soldiered on nonetheless, valiantly planning the next meal, even as we tried to digest the last one. Restaurants have gotten into the act. Just as they trot out Christmas special menus, these days there are Durga Puja buffets. Some go hyper-traditional, bitter gourd, hilsa fish in tangy mustard sauce, prawn in coconut milk curry, rich braised mutton, everything designed to induce a food coma. And Durga Puja, unlike Thanksgiving, lasts a full 5 days. But even as Durga Puja winds down, the feasting is not over. There's no time to rest. After the festival ends, when the goddess returns home, it's time to visit relatives with boxes of sweets. And soon it will be time for Diwali, when more boxes of sweets cooked in butter and delicious savories will go from house to house. It's raining sweets here. And you think Diwali's the end of feasting? Ha! Before you know it, December will roll around, dashing through the cotton wool snow. The restaurants in Kolkata will advertise their crab and duck specials. The city clubs will start roasting suckling pigs. The Christmas plum cakes will appear in the bakeries.
It's a plum cake which has been marinated just last week of November. Plum cake with almond iced, that's an Xmas cake. The dandies, rum and raisin, mince pie.
A couple of years ago, I noticed our newspaper in Kolkata announcing the lucky winners of its grand family feasty Durga Puja special Bengali spread at a 5-star hotel. It was sponsored perfectly appropriately and without the slightest burp of irony by an antacid brand, Eno. Somehow it makes perfect sense. Durga Puja and Pet Puja brought together in Holy Communion. It's Diwali this weekend, folks.
Lighting the lamp, the diya, is a chance to remember, even in the midst of darkness, that light will ultimately prevail.
And food. May the light and the antacids be with you. Happy Diwali. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.